This time, if we had the children come up for our children's message. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Tired.
Good. You came to the right place. Here we have our rest from all of our tiredness. Very good. Very good. Well, today, everyone has a name here, right? Ramona, do you have a name? Just want to make sure. Robert, do you have a name? Just want to make sure you're awake. That's right. Charlotte? Holly? Names we have? Who doesn't have a name? Raise your hand. Yeah. All right. Well, we all have names. Aaron. Yeah. All right. So we all have names. And, well, Jesus, confirmation, I know on Sunday we talked about this, right, Phoenix? And Aaron and Elliot. I know we talked about this on Wednesday, but Jesus, well, his name, as we see in the Bible, is the Savior, the Messiah. You will name him Jesus. What does it say in Matthew 1? For he will save people from their sins. That's right, their sins. Now, Jesus, what's that next part of his name? Jesus?
Christ.
Christ. What does Christ mean?
The Lord.
Okay. Christ. Anyone know? What does the Christ mean? The anointed one. Do you know what it means to be anointed? Do you know what it means to be anointed? You know, in the Old Testament, a lot of the priests were anointed. The tabernacle, you know the tabernacle in the Old Testament? You probably learned that at Sunday school, I think. Mm-hmm. The tabernacle was anointed. But why? Why were the priests? Why were the tabernacle? Even some of the kings were anointed. Why was this so important? Why were they anointed? Because they were being set apart to do something very special for the people. Now, Christ means what again? The
anointed
one. So what does Jesus do that is so unique? Do you know what the word unique means?
Different.
Unique. Unique is different, but even more it's
rare.
But even more it's
special.
Very good. But unique is, well, what? No one else can do it. So Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one. He can do something that no one else can do. And what is that?
Save us from our sins.
Yeah, so how does he goes to the
cross
and he dies for it. Now, can anyone else die for us?
No.
Can anyone else shed his blood to wash away our sins?
No.
Can we do that?
No.
But Phoenix, I'm a good person. I've tried my best and, you know, I think I can measure up. Can I, is that good enough, you think?
No.
No, because we're sinners. The anointed one is Jesus, who was set apart. That means he's the only one. Only one. When I say only one, Charlotte, what does that mean? Only one. There's no other way. There is no other name, no other work, but only
Jesus,
who can die for our sins. And that's who the Christ is. That means nothing of this world, not you, not me, but only by the love of God. That while we were still sinners, who died for us?
Jesus.
Yeah. While we were still sinners. Not because we bettered ourselves or because we made ourselves perfect in front of God. No. While we were still sinners. Think about that. That's how much Jesus loves you. Oh, he does. He went to the cross to die for your sins. Because he is the Christ. Can I die for your sins?
No.
No. Only Jesus. And that's why, where is our faith? Where is our faith? Where does our faith trust? In?
Jesus.
Yes. And his word, his work, and his promises. And that's what you always need to hear. What Jesus has done for each and every one of you. The Christ. Let us pray. Dearly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, you send the Christ, the anointed one, the Holy One, to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Bless these children always in Christ alone. And lead them in this faith that Jesus has died for us. Bless them and keep them, O Lord, through all things. And grant them, even in the midst of suffering, the hope that is in Jesus. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.